AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. 3 decades after his arrest, convicted spy Jonathan Pollard will be freed on parole. Sagar Magani has more.
His lawyers say Pollard will be paroled November 21st, 30 years to the day the Navy intelligence analyst was arrested for allegedly selling secrets to Israel. Pollard's been serving a life sentence in North Carolina, he said in 1998, while his motives may have been good.
They certainly do not serve as an excuse for breaking the law.
Pollard's case continues in flaming passions. The U.S. is adamantly denying his release as a concession to Israel over its opposition to the nuclear deal with Iran. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The father of convicted theater shooter James Holmes testifies in the penalty phase of his son's trial. Robert Holmes says he never saw signs that his son was having serious mental problems.
I had no idea he was having intrusive thoughts, disturbing thoughts, or anything like that.
The Colorado jury is considering whether the younger Holmes should serve life in prison without parole or be executed for killing 12 people, injuring 70 others at a crowded movie premiere in 2012. Members of Congress from both political parties voicing their objections to the Iran nuclear deal. Here's our Jerry Boatlander.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Royce ticked off what he sees as numerous shortcomings in the deal, including that it's not verifiable or enforceable.
It gives Iran permanent sanctions relief for temporary nuclear restrictions.
Secretary of State Kerry countered the deal will curb Iran's nuclear program and impose strict inspections, and lawmakers shouldn't worry about what capabilities Iran might have far down the road.
If you walk away, year 15 or 20 starts tomorrow.
A congressional vote on whether to approve or reject the deal is expected in September. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
This is AP Radio News. An archaeological dig at the site of the first church at Jamestown Colony uncovered the remains of 4 of the first members of that colony. Jamestown Rediscovery Foundation President James Horn.
These men, in various ways, witnessed the first 3 years of the establishment of the colony. They endured food shortages, starvation, Indian attacks, and disease.
The graves were uncovered in the floor of what's left of Jamestown's historic Anglican church from 1608. Dig also turned up artifacts, including something out of place for a Protestant church, a Catholic container for holy relics. Family of treasure hunters has found more than $1 million worth of gold off the coast of Florida. Head of the company that holds the salvage rights says the gold coins and gold chain are from a Spanish fleet which was wrecked by a hurricane in 1715. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.